The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get your sex life back on track. Do you feel that sometimes your sex life needs a little something? Well, let's figure it out intimately with Tamaron for an hour of simple and basic tips to help you create more fun, intimacy, and pleasure into your life. Now, here's your host, Tamaron.
Welcome to this fun-filled, interactive, intimate hour with me, Tamaron. I've created this show to provide you, my listeners, with some of the top experts in the world who can help us all create more fun, passion, and intimacy back into our professional and personal lives. Life is filled with endless lists of things to do, and we get so caught up in the pace of it all that sometimes we forget to just let it all go and remind ourselves of what really matters the most. Things like, who do we want to spend our time with? What do we want to spend our time doing? And how can we make that time more fun, honorable, and pleasurable? And those are the questions that I ask myself a lot, and I'm sure you are feeling the same way. Many of us live crazy, hectic lives, and at some point we feel like something is just missing. And I think I found the answer for me in my life, and so I want to share this. And what I realized was that I was lacking deep intimacy in my own life. It was affecting my personal and business relationships, and I felt lonely, misunderstood, and I also felt that somehow I was dying on the inside. How could that be? I knew that I was a genuine, caring, loving person, but I wasn't happy. And how come I felt so terrible and I couldn't explain it? Well, I was determined to find my own answers, and through much prayer and faith, I set out on a path that clearly showed me the way. But I wanted the quick answers, and don't we all? But being as stubborn as I am, my life showed me something that was really unexpected. I was looking for happiness and love and abundance in the wrong place. I was looking for everyone else and my life to provide it for me, and I was expecting it to show up just like in the movies or on TV. And I thought I was entitled. And after working with other leaders, coaches, motivational speakers, and reading some awesome books, this all gave me the tools and the tips on how to get the answer. And after walking down that path for well over 10 years, I got it. And I just about fell over when I realized the truth. How come no one teaches you this stuff in school? ABC 123 doesn't even compare to what I had learned, and this was like the treasure in the treasure box that we all hope to find secretly hidden in our house somewhere or buried in that backyard from our ancestors. But what I found is I found me, and I realized that old cliche, no one else can make me happy, no one else can provide for me, and no one else can satisfy my needs. And no one else even has a clue what it does because it isn't their job, it's my job. So, what did it mean? It meant figure out what excites me, figure out what scares me, figure out who I am and what I would love to try doing, figure out what I'm feeling, and figure out a way to communicate it all. And I was lacking deep communication skills, and I didn't even have a clue to understand what I was feeling and how to express it. So I learned, because I was forced to learn, and I kept on learning, and I loved to read and take courses, meet others, and share experiences, and lo and behold, I became so grounded. I felt so fulfilled and so genuinely happy that I can't stop smiling, because I love my life and I love me. And then some incredible things started happening for me, where I was attracting beautiful people into my life personally and professionally. And I became very intimate with myself and others. And that just created beautiful, passionate love in my life. And for me, that loneliness dissipated. People trust me and they want to share. So I've designed this show to help you do the same. So sit back and enjoy as we all learn how to figure it out intimately as I bring on amazing guests, co-host, and we share beautiful stories, challenges, and some great tips on how to give you all that fun, passion, and intimacy back into your entire life that you deserve also. If you'd like to call in or ask questions, the number is always toll-free at 1-866-472-5792, or if you'd like to send me an email, please do so at tamron@figuredoutlive.com or hit the email host button here on my host page on voiceamerica.com on the Empowerment Channel. So tonight I have an amazing guest, and actually my guest tonight actually changed my life because of his passion, and that's why I went after him and said, you've got to be on my show, especially tonight. It's very interesting because this is my first night on the Empowerment Channel. I've switched channels because I feel it's more appropriate for me. So tonight I have that pleasure of introducing a new friend, Michelle Nerey, who I met very recently in the motivational speaking business. And Michelle combines a science degree from the University of Waterloo and an MBA from McGill University with over 25 years of experience as a creative marketing copywriter and a career as a senior sales and marketing executive. He is also a master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming, and Michelle co-authored The Great Crossover, which made it to Jack Canfield's Achievers Recommended Reading List, and in 2005, his chapter, Everything Starts With the Conversation, was selected as the lead for the book. Sales gurus speak out. He has spoken at many conferences around the world, including in both Israel and Iran. And in 2012, he created Mo Mondays, an entertaining and inspiring monthly event that has since expanded to multiple cities in Canada and the U.S. So, Michelle, thank you for being on my show tonight.
Thank you, Taryn.
Yeah,
it's an honor to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, so it's such an honor to have you here, and I really want to jump in a little bit because I know in this hour we're going to share a lot of information with the people. A lot of people follow me on Facebook, they follow me on my show, and they just love to know what it is that I'm doing. So you're a big part of that, and it is all about Mo Mondays, where you actually have created something, I'm going to let you share, where you allow people to just be on stage, like for new people or professional. But what I find inspiring the most, it's an opportunity for people who want to try something they've, you know, never had the courage to do before. So can you explain to us what that is?
Sure. Well, you know, people talk on the Mo Monday stage for a variety of reasons. And as you've seen, sometimes we have very experienced professional speakers share their story on stage, and when those people go on stage, I encourage them, I push them, I challenge them to share a story that maybe they've never told before in front of a corporate audience. And we also have people who have never been on stage before, people who don't think of themselves as speakers, they don't want to be speakers, that it's like it's taken all their courage to get on stage, but they know they have a powerful story. They know they have some insight, some learning that they've picked up from their own experience that is worth sharing with other people. And I think that variety, that mix, it's not about how great you are as a speaker, although we all love that. It's about how powerful your story is. And
yeah.
That's what people really love, I think. One of the things that people really love about Mo Mondays.
Yeah, and to be honest, I'm going to share a bit here, too. I mean, I love to share stories. That's how I communicate with people. That's how I do the show. It's all about sharing parts of my life. And what I realized the most is that when you feel that, I look at the people that are in the audience, and I know a lot of times you guys are up there and you're asking people, you know, come on out and talk and, you know, whatever. And I know what it's like to be the person in the audience who, you know, would love to be on that stage, but at the same time, they look at themselves and they go, I don't have a story. And, you know, it really is fascinating to come to a place in your life, especially for me, where I felt like, yeah, I have a story to share. And it was more about the growth process that I went through, where I realized that, you know, there's a purpose why things happen in my life. Every day is a purpose. Every day is a story. But it's a self-worth thing. And I think when you get to that point, you go, yeah, you know what? I do belong. I am important. I matter. And everything about me matters. And speaking really gives that stage for people who come to that place or who need to realize it themselves. So that's what I love about it the most. It's that part where when I watch people on stage too, it's like, wow, yeah, they get it. Or even sometimes I watch and I see how people talk and they shift while they're on stage because they realize something about themselves that maybe they didn't see, and they feel it when they're talking. So I love it. I'm grateful you're doing it.
What you just hit on is something really exciting, because as you can imagine, there's a lot of preparation that goes into anybody going up on stage.
Yeah.
But if they, and we certainly don't want people to be underprepared, that's for sure. But there's also a possibility that people sometimes are overprepared and they don't give themselves the opportunity to be present in the moment. And sometimes we are witness to that moment when the penny drops.
Yeah.
And that's when we all go along for the ride. And it is, that's when it's real. And you know, the motto, the slogan of Mo Mondays is real people, real stories, real inspiration. And this is not about, just trying to come up with a life lesson for everybody to learn. It's about giving people an opportunity to dig deep in themselves and let that come out. And as people are talking, you can actually see sometimes, it's amazing when it does, just, wow, that
yeah.
was, you know, but it takes courage, it takes presence, it takes consciousness to allow yourself to have that moment in front of so many people. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a huge vulnerability, but, you know, that's what I learned. I talked about it in my intro when I learned how to be vulnerable and I learned how to just really start talking to people. It's not like, hey, how's the weather? You know, when I started really sharing with people, like what I was going through in my personal life and in professionally, it changed everything for me. And then I felt like I connected and I belonged. So this whole thing about speaking, you know, whether you're on stage or you use your voice, you know, you can do it in writing, you do it in speaking. But for me, yeah, it's so, so powerful. And it's interesting. I love to share with my guests. I don't do with all my guests, maybe 90%, but I felt drawn to do it for our show with you and myself tonight. I love to use tarot cards, and sometimes I use like specific ones or whatever, but I was inclined to pull a card out of T. Harv Eker's money cards tonight, and this is the card I got for you, Michelle, so it's appropriate that you're saying this right now, so I want to share this. It says, focus on contribution. Your life isn't about you. If you want to be rich in the truest sense of the word, you must contribute to other people's lives. And, you know, that's what you're doing on Mom Monday. So I thought, wow,
thank
what
you.
A good card to pull for you.
That's a good one. Thank you. I like that.
Yeah, I really like it. But it's true. Like, what you're doing is you're giving a stage for people so that they're sharing and you're offering that and you're helping people. And we'll get a little bit more into that during the show. But, you know, one question I want is, you know, for people that may be interested in going to Mo Mondays or wanting to learn more about it, is it as formal as a TED Talk or is it more casual? Like how do you approach people? You know, what do they need to know, like really basic to get on the stage? Like, you know, how long does it take?
Yeah, good question. Thank you for asking that. We're very deliberate in terms of how we structure Mo Mondays, and we really want it to be a fun, congenial, social environment. And that's why it's not in an amphitheater. It's the ticket prices aren't, you know, very high at all, as you know. And, you know, and people come back month after month after month. So we've had some people, literally, they go to all the Mo Mondays every single week.
Yeah.
There's a different one somewhere. And if it's within driving distance, they'll go. And they could do that. So it's a real community that's built up around these Mo Mondays. So it's certainly not formal. We really try to give it give it an entertainment quality to it. The MCs are all trained to be to inject humor and make sure that they move things along in a humor this way. And, you know, as you can imagine, with people sharing their stories, sometimes they're very deep. They're very powerful. They show themselves to be very vulnerable.
Yeah.
And those are wonderful moments. If the whole night was filled with that, you'd end up leaving, wow, like an emotional basket case.
Yeah.
Right? But, wow. But, you know, it's like when you go to a movie. You go to a movie, any movie, regardless of whether it's a drama, a comedy, a thriller, whatever, there are going to be deep moments. There are going to be funny moments. There are going to be moments where there are dramatic points. And that's that kind of flow. We whenever we put the speakers together, the speaker roster together, and the order of the speakers that night, we look at it as if we were putting together a movie, a great movie. So there is that journey that we all go through. And because we hold it in a nightclub or a bar or a restaurant, you know, people are literally breaking bread with each other. It's a real community. It's fun. And there's alcohol. So, you know, you have a beer. It's great. It's great fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the first one I went to was in your Toronto location there, which is the one that you started in Toronto.
Yep.
And it was my first one. And my girlfriend drove me down and she was so excited for me. And she goes, oh, well, I'm going to take you, buy you dinner. You just, you know, focus on whatever. And I didn't want to be worrying about it too much. I kind of practiced my intro a little bit. And every time I practiced my story, it had a different ending. It was like, oh, you know what? It's going to be what it is. I was just worried about not going over the limit.
Uh-huh.
And to just, you know, try and stay in that moment without worrying about it. And it was so funny because beforehand, she says to me, she goes, well, because I was the second speaker, and she says, well, do you want a drink or something first? And I said, are you kidding? I said, no. I said, I can't drink before I go on stage. I said, because I need to be sober so that I can at least speak properly. I said, that's my biggest fear. And yet, you know, everybody does things different ways. I'm sure there's a lot of people who need that drink before they go on stage. But I'm the total opposite. You know, I'll have my drink after so I can calm down. But yeah, so it's perfect. That, you know, it's a great environment that you're doing it in. I think everything is just perfect. And it is. It's a great atmosphere.
You know, people can eat stuff too. Your stage jitters, which we all have. I mean, I have it. I've been going up, you know, I've been speaking professionally for 12 years now. Even I have it. You know, every audience is different, but I will tell you something, and this has been echoed by every speaker that I have spoken to after their Mo Mondays talk. They tell me it's always the same thing or very similar. They say, you know, Michelle, that the Mo Mondays audience is the warmest, most supportive audience I have ever spoken in front of. Did you find that?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, it's very interesting to see that. But again, I believe in karma. I believe in energy and what we, you know, what we put out there, we get back. And I think for me, the way I understand it is because of that's your intention of what you created. You wanted to build that community because it's not a business event. It's not like, even though people get to meet other people in business and you're networking on some level, but you're not selling from the stage. So it's a different energy. And I think that's why it's just, people are coming out because they want to hear you. They're proud of you. Maybe they need the motivation. Maybe they, you know, really desire it. So I think energetically that's what's making it real. And I think that's one of the reasons why people get addicted. I mean, hey, I thought, well, I'm addicted. This is just so much fun. And I've met the most amazing people and people just like me who are in the people helping people industry.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so it's quite interesting. But I'd love to share a little bit more about that after the break. What we're going to do, Michelle, is go for our first break. And then I've got some more questions for you. And we're going to share some more things with some people, just in case they're interested on where they can find out more. So just to remind everybody, if you want to check out what we're talking about, please go to Michelle's website, www.momondays.com, and see what we're talking about and see if you'd like to speak on stage or even think about opening a location in your city. So remember, this is Tamron and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately on the Empowerment Channel, and stay tuned for more after the break with Michelle Nareh.
follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Have you ever thought about owning your own business? Are you interested in making more money? Are you interested in becoming focused and super productive? Mark your calendar every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern, and 11 a.m. Central Time to listen and learn from America's business expert, Bill Walsh, on The Rainmaker Show. Bill will share the untold secrets to launch and build a successful company in today's challenging economy. We will also have top success experts and giveaways every week. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel to create success on your terms.
What does creme de la creme mean? It's the greatness of living, the willingness to be the best. It's living beyond what you know is possible with no limitation. Access Consciousness presents Creme de la Creme, a program that empowers you to choose and create the life you would like to have and entices you into being who you are, not who others would have you be. It's the best of the best. It's the finer things in life. It's brilliant. It's fun. It's exciting. Join us for Creme de la Creme every Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamaron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamaron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamaron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on the Empowerment Channel. And today my guest is a good friend, Michelle Nareh, who's the creator of MoMondays.com, which is what we've been talking about tonight. I've been sharing a little bit, Michelle, and I've been sharing about how I, went on his stage for the first time. So, what Michelle has done is he's created this avenue for people to come on stage. And like he said, you can be a professional speaker. You could be someone who's just maybe thinking about maybe speaking, or maybe you always wanted to be a speaker. I mean, sometimes deep down of us, everybody wants to be on stage doing something. I know for me, when I was a young girl, I used to always want to study acting. And I remember my mother telling me, oh, you'll never make any money at that. Find something else to do. But, it is. When you're on that stage and you feel the energy of people cheering you on and stuff, it's very, very powerful. So what Michelle and I have been sharing is that, when you're sharing your story, when you're sharing something that's so personal, it can change your life. And it certainly changed my life being on stage for that first time. For many years, people have told me, oh, you should be a motivational speaker. You got so many amazing stories because I don't have a boring life. Like somehow I've just decided, I guess, on some level that I was just going to kick some butt in this lifetime. So guess what? I get challenges. And when I work through them, to me, they become funny. Like Michelle was saying too, there's moments where people are on stage and, there's a story that's so deep and it's so dramatic. And sometimes the emotions are so raw and real for people on stage. And then either they come out of the story with humor, or the hosts or the MCs actually pull that humor out in between talks. So it really, really is powerful to come out to some of these Mo Mondays events. It's a blast. It's a great night out. Lately, that seems to be the only thing that I would love to do. Enjoy doing. I'm not a bar person. That was something I did in my 20s. But to go to a Mo Mondays event, you're going to get me out to a bar or a restaurant because I'm having such a great time. So Michelle, that's what we were kind of talking about before the break. Being on stage. How does someone get out there? And what kind of you've got locations in what parts of the world? Canada, U.S. mainly.
Yeah, we've got them in. It's interesting. I started this. Well, we're coming up to our two-year anniversary. I started this in Toronto 2 years ago. And, I was doing this for my friends. I was doing this for me. I was doing this because I had it up to my eyeballs with networking events. I loved going out for comedy, but that got tiresome after a while. And those events where there's a speaker and they try to sell you something at the back of the room, well, I didn't want to go to those anymore. And so I asked myself, how can I put an event together that really is kind of like takes the best of all those things, but leaves behind the things that I don't like? You know, no more association event, no organization events and stuff like that. And that's, you know, because I'm a professional speaker, my friends in other parts of Canada heard about this. They said, oh, Michelle, I love what you're doing. I'd like to do it in Winnipeg. That Stephanie called me up. She was the first one in Winnipeg. Then my friends in Halifax called me, and then St. John's, Newfoundland called me. And that's really how it grew. We now have, at last count, I think we had 12 locations in Canada, 2 in the U.S. Today I was speaking to somebody in Colombia. I've had conversations with people in South Korea, in Israel, in South Africa, and there's clearly interest in this. And my hope and my dream and my vision is that this goes around the world. And the reason why I say that is because I truly believe that when we share our personal experiences without pretenses, without trying to be a great speaker, and we just share what we've learned at a very human level, when we connect with each other, human to human, I think we are shifting the consciousness of the societies we live in, and we take a little, sometimes a big step towards world peace. I think the more digitally connected we are, the more we crave the human connection.
I totally agree. I believe exactly what you're saying, Michelle. And, you know, even for me, you know, deciding to be on stage and to become a speaker, I talk about intimacy. Like, that's what I teach people in their business and their life, because that's what I went through. That's my intro to the show. And so this, when I found out about what you were doing, I literally read it. I saw the ad on Facebook and I went, oh my God, that's my next step. That would be so perfect, because it's exactly what I do. So it was perfect. And I agree with what you say. I honestly believe, now this is my own opinion, I don't follow the news, I'm not a corporate person. I honestly believe that the world is changing. I believe that corporate America is going to start falling. And I think the main reason why is based on what you just said, is that people need to be connected. When you work in a large corporation, you don't know the person working beside you, you don't know who your boss is, you don't know whatever. People are lacking intimacy, they're lacking authentic connection, and so people long to be touched, and they need to be touched emotionally, and sharing stories is what does that. And mm-hmm. So I honestly think that more people are going to be wanting to be self-employed and to become an entrepreneur. And by doing that, it's like businesses are going to work with businesses. So the corporation, then you're still going to have a job, but you're going to be your own boss. And so what you're doing, I find is interesting, because you're pulling in all these entrepreneurs who aren't allowed to sell on the stage, but the networking is amazing, because you're meeting other like-minded people that understand the power of speaking, and they're the power of connecting
at a human level.
Yeah.
And the
it's
interesting
amazing.
Thing is, Tamron, is that, you know, you mentioned networking, and yet we say to people, put your business cards away. We don't want to see them. We don't want to see them. Because the best networking happens when you connect on a human level.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's even what's happened for me. Like, after I did the first event, my phone and my Facebook page that night when I got home was going off like crazy. And it was all the people that were in the audience, or people that heard about my talk. And that next day, my phone didn't stop ringing. I didn't have to hand out my business card. People found me. They were like, who is this woman? You know? And then I got invited to go to another location, like you said. And then from there, I went to another location, and I wound up on TV because of the talk I went there. And I wasn't even sharing the same talk. I talk about what's going on, whatever's happening in my life, because that's the real part. It's not the same story. So it's definitely changed my life. It's absolutely fascinating. So I went again and helped somebody else run their location as well, because it was in my hometown, and I thought, oh, I want to participate. Like, it's just amazing, the synchronicity of it. But it's very, very powerful. So again, you know, it is networking, but you're not networking. You're just allowing yourself to be vulnerable and to be real. And that's when the magic happens. That's when it's, you know, and that's what I think people are craving. You know, I think technology allows us to do it, but I think that, you know, we have to see it in a different way where, you know, we can use it to our advantage, but you still need that human touch.
I couldn't have said it better myself. That's exactly what it's about. And it's, and it, you know, it doesn't have to be heavy.
No.
Nobody has to cry. We don't have to fly in a guru from some faraway place. You know, sometimes the person that you really need to hear from that day is the person next to you. And the person in the audience needs to hear from you. You know, we are our greatest resources for each other. And like I said, it doesn't have to, there's some incredible transformation that goes on, but it doesn't have to be heavy. It could be fun. We could laugh. You know, we can hug. We can smile.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I've had people tell me amazing things like, I'll share this with you. You were at the event, the Brampton location, where I was talking about my financial upheaval at Christmas time and having no money and begging strangers for money. It was horrible. And it was fascinating. The people that came up to me afterwards, this one man, Michelle, came up to me. And he, honest to God, he wasn't trying to pick me up. He just pulled me aside and he goes, I need to say something to you. And I go, what? And he goes, I think you're the most beautiful woman. And I looked at him, he goes, no, I'm not talking beauty. He goes, I watched you on stage, and he goes, my body is still shaking vibrationally from what you said. He goes, you shifted something inside of me. And he goes, I swear, I have never met someone so beautiful. And he goes, your story moved me. He goes, I can't believe it. And he was so genuine. He wasn't like trying to get my number or whatever. He just needed to tell me that. So, I mean, for someone to say that to me and not have any expectation, that was powerful for me. So not only did it work for him, but it was probably one of the most beautiful things anybody's ever said to me.
Yeah.
Right? And it was like, wow, this is so powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, you're right. It's for everybody. It's, you know, and I believe in no accidents. I believe in synchronicity. I think everything happens for a reason, whether we see it or not, or we have the answers or not. So, I just love what you do. That's why I had to have you on my show. So I want to ask you a few more things. Now, you've got lots of locations. What does someone really need to do if they're listening and they want to find out more? Do they go to your website? Can they connect with you?
Easy. Thank you for asking. They can go to momondays.com. First of all, there's a tab they could go to when they're on the website and see all the events that are happening. Check out a location that's close to them. And if there isn't a location that's close to them, they can also use the Contact Us form to say, hey, I'd love to have a Mo Mondays in my town. How do we do that? So that's that. On the website, there's also a sign up form for getting Mo updates. So that's a newsletter that we send very periodically and frequently.
Mine. It happens when it happens. What about any requirements? Like, just say, for example, somebody's like, wow, this sounds really interesting. Do they have to be a speaker themselves to do this? Do they have to have a network of people? Like, is there anything that you sort of generalize and say, okay, you know, whatever? Or is it organic?
Well,
every situation is different.
There is a tab at momondays.com/speak, and there's a form there that people could fill out and tell us a little bit of what their story is and what why they want to share it. They do not have to be a professional storyteller or a speaker. In fact, my own daughter got up on the Mo Monday stage to talk about why she got involved in women's roller derby and what it meant to her and how important it was and has become in her life. And the funny thing is, I said, oh, that's, you know, it was great. I loved the talk. I mean, she shared from the heart, and we learned things about her and why people do things. And by looking at her share that story on stage, it allowed everybody in the audience to kind of think about themselves and evaluate, well, why do I do what I do? So it was an interesting thing. But after her talk, I said, great, you did phenomenal. That was a great story. When do you want to go up again? And she said, nope, don't want to do it. I did once. That's fine. I'm not a speaker, you know. So everybody's got different motivations for doing it.
Yeah, that's for sure. What's one of your favorite moments? Like, may not have been you speaking, but is there anything that sort of shifted you in a way or made you see something? I don't know. Just
so, oh, gee, that's a great question I was not prepared for. But I will tell you this. When I see someone on stage sharing their heart, sharing their soul, allowing us to kind of peer into their experience. And when I see that, and I see it, not with every speaker, of course, but I see it like two or three times a night, and I don't just go to one once a month, you know, here, and since I've started this, I travel around, I see them all. I must have seen about 400 or 500 in the last year. When I see that moment, it always pierces me, and I remember why I started this, what I do it for, and just how badly we need this in the world today. And it really makes me firm in my conviction and my vision of just how important this is to the world.
Yeah. Did you ever think it was going to grow this fast as it did?
Oh, no, not in a million years. Here we are 2 years later, 14 locations, and I'm fielding calls from literally places far away all over the world. And it's amazing. It's amazing. And here I just did something that was modeled on, I really asked myself the question, well, if I were to do this for me, what would I want? And lo and behold, I'm finding a lot of people want the same things. They're fed up with networking events. They're tired of stand-up comedy. They don't want to go to more events where they're sold something at the back of the room. It was funny. I was in Buffalo at a Mo Mondays, Buffalo, New York, and a woman at the end of the night came up to me, and she started laughing. And she said, Michelle, I can't believe I didn't pay $800 to come to this.
Mm-hmm.
She laughed. She said, fantastic. This is great. I said, well, what do you mean $800? She said, I used to go to those things, and at the end, I would buy the cassettes. I said, and then she laughed. She said, I know, I'm dating myself. Yeah, I'd buy the whole cassette thing, and like, by the end, it was $800, and this is just so amazing and so refreshing, and, you know, nobody's selling anybody anything. It's just really, really, you know, she just loved it.
Yeah, and that's true, and I've done the same thing. You know, I've gone to a lot of self-development stuff, and yeah, they're speakers, but they're speaking on stage, and they might have a little bit of a motivational story in there, and they're selling data, and they're seeding some of the programs and all that kind of stuff. But what you're doing is you're just sharing the stories, and that's the best part. That's the bread and butter. I mean, that's the, I don't want to say bread and butter, that's the dessert, man.
and
you know,
the counterintuitive and ironic thing is that by doing it and not focusing on the sales element, people get greater interest.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I told you. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go for our last break. And when we get back, I got another couple of juicy questions for you. So just want to remind everybody, check out Michelle's website, momondays.com. If you also want to check out his personal website, it's neray.com, and those are triple W's in front, neray.com and momondays.com. So stay tuned. Remember, this is Tamron. You're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on the Empowerment Channel, and stay tuned for more with Michelle after the break.
Hey,
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
The Mayan calendar tells us that we will be entering into a 260-day opportunity for us to engage in conscious co-creation with Great Spirit. How will we prepare ourselves for this exciting and unprecedented time in Earth's history? Peter Tung has dedicated over 20 years of his life's work to exploring that which is beyond understanding. Peter will help increase your awareness and education on this enlightening transformation in consciousness. Awakening to Conscious Co-Creation airs live Wednesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network.
Each week, Jimmy Gould brings you the stories and the people that you want to hear about. Tune in to A Current Life to hear about the journey to success, how our guests became the people they are today, and the highs and lows they experienced along the way. Each hour will leave you inspired and entertained as Jimmy gets up close and personal with every week's guest and shares ideas you can identify with and apply to your own life. A Current Life with Jimmy Gould airs Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Stay connected.
Sign up for our newsletter.
Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iRadioBlog.com.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamaran. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamaran@figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamaran, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America on the Empowerment Channel. And tonight, my guest is Michelle Naray. He's the creator of MoMondays.com. And check out his website, www.MoMondays.com, and his other professional website, www.Naray.com. And that's spelled N-E-R-A-Y. So, Michelle, we've talked a lot tonight about your motivational speaking, how it started, how you allowed me to be on your stage, how it changed my life, how it's really spread out through North America and now spreading out all around the world. So it's awesome, the work you're doing, really empowering people and changing other people's lives as well. It's just, you know, connecting everyone. It's so wonderful what you're doing. But I know you've got something special coming up at the end of this month. Would you like to share with our listeners what's going on? I know you've got different things that happen, but this is kind of cool what's going on.
Yeah,
this
is kind of cool. So as you know, we're coming up to our 2-year anniversary. So we started with 17 people in the room, half of whom were speakers for the night, and half of the other half were the serving staff. So, humble beginnings in a little tea room, and from there on the second floor of a tea shop, and then from there we went into the nightclubs, jazz club, and we started growing the audience, and here we are. We're coming up to our 2-year anniversary. We're packing in over 100 people at the Hard Rock Cafe, which is a super cool venue. And so we asked ourselves, well, what can we do that's kind of special? So we know what other kind of celebrations are happening around the end of February, beginning of March. So we decided to have the MoCademy Awards.
Yay! And that's,
yeah. So that's, I mean, and really, you know, that's, I'm glad you had that reaction, you know, because we really try to do a lot of things with a little bit of humor. We don't take ourselves too seriously. It's got to be tongue-in-cheek. And so we're just having fun with it. And we're going to be handing out awards like Best Tearjerker, like Best Laugh Out Loud, Best Audience, and all of that. So we're just going to have fun with it. And that's so that, yeah, so that's what's coming up end of the month in February.
That's awesome. Well, I know I got my ticket. I bought mine today.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good idea. So, we're really looking forward to that. So it's a lot of fun. Now, I know you also have a professional day job. Do you want to share with our listeners what else you do that keeps you busy when you're not answering calls about Mo Mondays?
Yeah, well, you call it a day job, but I tell you, sometimes it's late at night as well. So I do speak, I coach, I consult. My background is in branding. I've been a copywriting. I'm still a copywriter. Came up through the ad agency world, and so a lot of times that I would do is I would interview my clients, and I would really sit them down and say, okay, we got to get to some core messages here, and figure out what really differentiates you from everybody else who seems to be doing the same thing in the market. And the feedback that they gave me almost universally was, not only did we get some real good sales messages, but they would pull me aside and they say, you know, Michelle, for the first time in our history, we actually know at a deeper level who we are, what we do, what makes us special with the community that we serve. And not just at the director level, the executive level, but really throughout real alignment in our organization. And for the longest time, I would, you know, shrug my shoulders and say, yeah, well, that's just what I do. And over time, I came to realize that I had this special, call it a special gift, a special skill, I'm not sure, but in helping my clients, whether they were, you know, one-person operations to large multinationals, and I've worked with both, and I helped them dig down to their core value, their essential value, and that's where their core, that's where their real differentiation is. And so what's interesting is Mo Mondays is really just an extension of that, when you think about it, because I help the people who come on stage dig down to their core selves and, you know, share that with the world. And that's what's very powerful for people. That's what's very powerful with the audience. And when I coach, when I consult, and when I do my keynote speaking, or I lead workshops even for large corporations, I'll lead workshops with people in the room, employees who are otherwise in cubicles and otherwise have job titles that thousands of other people have in the same organization, and they go and they feel like a cog in the wheel of this large machinery, and I help them discover what makes them unique, what makes them special, not just at work, but in their lives. And they go back to their lives, they go back to their profession, they go back to their offices, their desks, with a real sense of, wow, this is what I do that's unique in the world, and this is what I do that's special. This is the unique value that I bring to the organization that I work at, and that's very, very powerful. So after doing Mo Mondays for several months, a year, I said, holy cow, well, wait a minute. In a way, in a very real way, I'm not doing anything different at Mo Mondays than I do with my keynote speaking. And they'll bring me in. I'll address large conferences of up to 1,000 people, and I spark that. Even when I'm talking about corporate branding, people walk out of the room with a little spark of, wow, here's what I could apply to myself. It's very powerful.
Yeah, I hear you. And that's a lot of response I get from people as well in my life. People say to me, wow, somebody gets me, somebody sees me, somebody understands me. I get that from people a lot too, and I think that's where you and I are very similar. We've had that conversation too. It's just like, you know, when people talk, I hear something different. Like, they tell me a story, but I hear, it's in my words, I say, I feel like I hear their soul talking. Mm-hmm. I hear their soul crying, like, I feel what they don't, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really powerful. So no wonder I got addicted to your Monday group.
You're not the only one.
Yeah, I'm the only one. And it's true. I find, for me, what I realized is reading, I love there are some people, I just love their work. Carolyn Mish, she's one of my favorites. And in my workshops, that's one book I say to people, you have to read it. Like, you will find yourself. And I'm a mystic. Like, my archetype is, you know, I'm a visionary. Like, I see the big picture of things. I'm not a detail-oriented person. So I can go, oh, I know how you can do this. Oh, I know how you can do that. But I need somebody else to come along and to do all the little stuff. Because I could, but it's not my passion. Whereas, and I'm also a mystic, so I long to seek the truth. I long to seek answers. I'm the why person. I need to know why, because I have to figure it out. And that's how it came up with the name of my show. I have to figure it out. And it's not that, you know, it does something to me. It's like I'm a problem solver. So people come to me because they need to know the truth. And that's what I needed. I needed to understand the truth of my life because I longed for the answers. And when I started seeing my life from a different point of view, it changed everything. So to me, I think there's no negativity. I don't think that the world is a rotten place or bad. I just think that we need to change the way we need to understand it. So yeah, it was profound for me. So we're similar in that way.
Yeah, sure. and that's the experience that's shared with a lot of people. You know, you mentioned truth. You know, a lot of what we share is just truth.
Yeah.
And I really do believe that we don't have enough of that in our lives. People aren't real. They're always trying to be. It's not that they want to be. It's just they're conditioned. It's almost like society to this point has conditioned us to put on the mask, to put on a different face, to be people that we're not. If we want to be successful, we've got to be this, this, or that. And through Mo Mondays, we're seeing that, well, wait a minute, it doesn't have to be that way. And we could just be real.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the intimacy, you know, and that's why, you know, it's what this show is all about. That's just like it reminds me. I know we're getting close to the closing here, but, you know, that big show that was such a phenomenal. I don't watch TV. I don't have a TV. So I turn on Netflix or I'll rent a movie or I'll go to a movie or whatever. I don't follow the news, but everybody's like, you've never seen that show Breaking Bad? I'm like, no, never heard of it. So I was like, okay, it's on Netflix. I'm going to see what the world's talking about. And people are like, oh, it's so amazing. And I'm like, this show is nothing mere of a bunch of people that can't talk to each other. I mean, that's how people live. That used to be my life. That was my marriage. I related to that show, but I'm thinking, this is not how people want to live. This is not amazing. This is actually what we need to get out of. Like, nobody can talk to anybody. And that's why everybody's betraying everybody and running away from their problems and not wanting to talk because they just can't. They don't have the skills and the tool set to do it in the first place. And I think that's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing. So I love what you do. We're going to get into my closing. I know you've got to go. You've probably got more work to do yet tonight. So, Michelle, I want to say thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tamron, for having me on your show.
Yeah, I'll see you at another Mo Mondays event. So just before we go, Michelle, I want you to tell everybody, where do you want them to go to check you out? What's the website?
Well, gee, check me out. Well, of course, they can go to my main website, neray.com, N-E-R-A-Y.com. They'll find all the information if they want to book me as a speaker for a conference or a workshop or something like that, or hire me as a branding consultant. And for Mo Mondays, wherever you are in the world, we want Mo Mondays to be near you. So check out MoMondays.com.
Awesome. Okay, thanks for joining us, Michelle. I know I'm going to let you go before I do my closing.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Tamron. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. So, it's that time again, and I just want to thank all of you guys, my listeners, for taking that time out with me tonight. This is my first night on the radio here in the evening, and I hope you've laughed or you've resonated with us in some way or you feel compelled to share this with your friends or listen to it again. Always remember that my life is the same as yours, and I'm not perfect. I'm just human. I'm just this crazy chick who wants to have more fun in her life without ever to give up my personal boundaries series, I Bono Be Respected, and respect all the people and the friends and all the people in my life. So I needed to learn how to communicate, share, and laugh at myself, and most of all, listen to the needs of the people that I cared about so that I received the life that I fantasized about when I was young. And I didn't create it the first time around, but I certainly found the tools to create it with what I want now. And that is exactly what I love to do the most, is to pass that knowledge down to you, my listeners. So thanks again for listening, and I hope you remember to come back next week for another crazy, fun-filled show here with me, Tamron, on Let's Figure It Out Intimately. So cheers for now.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Please join Tamron again next Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Let's Figure It Out Intimately again.